For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time for a Hump Day News Dump. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, Hump Day News Dump.
Hump Day News Dump.
If you are hurt in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Chief.
I'm calling it the biggest news day of the year. So far, we'll see if we can even scratch the surface of all that we have here at the desk right after this.
You're rolling with the News Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, do you guys want to start more in the United States of America, or do you want to go abroad first? Where would you like this desk to head?
Abroad.
Yeah.
You want to go abroad?
I would love abroad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring
abroad.
On the broads.
All right, we start with the Mexican Batman.
Right down the Lucius's wheelhouse.
Yeah, this is it.
That algorithm knows, too.
This Mexican Batman guy is freaking awesome.
Was I getting ball sacked on the clips that I saw of the Mexican fans that were watching the game last night? And like, there was clearly a husband that was doing some eye gazing on a fan in front of him, and the wife slapped him. Was that real?
I don't know.
I don't know if that was a bit, but it was pretty funny. But we have the story of the Mexican Batman. He has been running around the city catching motorbike thieves.
Oh, this is taping them up.
He's leaving them taped to poles for police.
It's awesome.
This is amazing. The videos of, you'll see, like, these look like kind of like younger dudes, too, like maybe teenage kids, back to back, tied to the same light post. Duct taped. Okay, they have their mouths duct taped. They are duct taped, and he leaves the bike that they were attempting to steal right there as evidence for, with a little note like, "Hey, this is what's going on right now." He is a vigilante that is roaming around Mexico right now, getting this done at a high level. The Mexican Batman. Okay, so this is now, he's actually being wanted by police for this. Because of what he's doing, I guess he's crossing the line with leaving these people stranded there, tying them up, not something that they want to have happen.
Well, he's physically assaulting these men.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You'll see it. They'll have black eyes,
but
bloody lips,
incredible.
Scrapes. Like, he is kicking their ass, tying them, duct taping them to a pole,
hell yes.
Shaming them on social with a photo of embarrassment, and then leaving the bike in a note as to say, "Hey, police. Did the work
yes.
for you.
Got him."
This is incredible.
It is incredible how accurate this story is to the superhero comics or movies where the cops go after the hero.
Always.
Yes. You know? Can't make this stuff up.
Spider-Man's the villain. We got to go after Batman.
Like, these guys are doing your job better than you are.
Yep.
And now you're salty about it? Kind of feels like that's the case. I bet if you polled the community, they'd all say, "We love this guy."
Yeah.
Let's put
Let's
put Mexican Batman right here in our community. Please, plant him in my neighborhood.
That's protecting and serving right there. You know, let's get rid of the pickpockets, the thieves that are sneaking into backyards, taking stuff, you know. The police, they often want to have their own agenda.
Danny
and
Elfin
I get
theme.
It. You know, there's glory in busting drug dealers. There is. But, you know.
Because they can't snitch.
I guess.
And you can take what you need.
I guess.
You and know, I'll be taking this. Who are you going to call?
I don't want this bike, dude. I want some other evidence.
Yeah, I'm for this this kind of law enforcement. I've always been a big fan of vigilantes.
Yeah, this is badass. I love this
story.
But
you hate Batman, bro.
Yeah, yeah, not a big...
Okay, well, this is just a you problem.
Yeah, I prefer my superheroes to be some sort of mutant, you know?
Okay.
Some sort of superhuman abilities, yeah.
You didn't. But Spider-Man's got a mutation, and you don't like Spider-Man. You just don't like Peter Parker.
He doesn't like the character.
Yeah.
I don't like Tony Parker either.
Or Tony Parker, yeah, F that guy.
Yeah, you know, the Spider-Man thing is crazy to me because in no other movies are like beta nerds the star,
They intentionally don't do that. Whether it is an Old West movie or a sports movie or a cop movie or a bad guy movie, you know, he's always just oozing either alpha or omega energy right out of his pores. It doesn't add up. You know, I actually think it's a superhero for swooning teenage girls. That's what Spider-Man
is. That's why you also weren't into Captain America, because he was a nerd.
Take that, Stan Lee.
Yeah, and I love
Iron
Man's hilarious.
Iron Man's
full-on alpha.
Captain America.
He's the leader of the damn Avengers.
Yeah.
With no actual superpowers, but other than being smarter than everybody.
He is smart as hell. The Hulk, kind of a nerd. Bruce Banner, scientist.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's kind of weird, too.
But then he evolves into the Hulk. So I guess you don't see him as Bruce Banner.
Well, I love this Mexican Batman because he's not in this for himself. Yeah. He's not showboating. He's not gloating. He's staying incognito, and he just wants to clean up the streets. And I got a lot of respect for Mexican Batman. I hope he can continue on his run here before the police chase him down. We also have, you guys chose to go abroad with the first portion of the news bag here. Headline reads, almost 100 monkeys broke out of an enclosure and entered nearby residential areas, prompting a large-scale operation in Bangkok.
We have a promise with these monkeys.
This is sort of a yearly.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Story.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, where you have the macaques, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
Here we go.
No, I'm just saying those are the monkeys that have taken over Thailand at multiple portions of this entire decade. Okay. In 2020, it was thousands of sex crazed monkeys and their gangs terrorizing Bangkok residents, and they took portions.
They just duct taped them to the pole.
Took over portions of their city. And then a year later, thanks in part to the pandemic, a lack of visitors caused the same rival monkey gangs to violently brawl in the streets. They were gun wielding. It was insane. Then again in 2024, another roving gang of macaques essentially took over Bangkok.
Yeah.
Things got so bad that police in the city had to arm themselves with slingshots and tranquilizer guns to fend off violent macaques.
The macaque story never ends.
However, in 2024, the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation issued directives to capture and place approximately 2,500 macaques in the enclosures, and these 100 monkeys that have now escaped are from that same scenario. So it is this same lineage of macaques that have been insane for the better part of the last 6 years. Yeah. They are once again making their presence felt in Bangkok.
Didn't we have some similar monkeys escape in the United States?
We did.
No,
it was a car accident. 18-wheeler. Yeah.
And they all jumped out.
And they thought they had HIV.
Yeah.
Not full blown AIDS, but they thought they had HIV. But turns out
it wasn't full blown.
They didn't.
All right.
They didn't. So domestically, we're fine here. But man, in Thailand, the monkey issue is insane.
They're running amok.
We have monkey jail.
They're throwing poop everywhere.
And they escaped monkey jail is what they did.
Yeah.
And then they had to lure them back in, and a couple of them were so lethal that they had to actually do the tranquilizer darts in an effort to sedate these monkeys before they could capture them and then re-enclose them. So that is the Bangkok story of the day. Mm. Now, domestically here, we have a couple of things going on. Did you guys see the two people that climbed up the Empire State Building? And then they had a flag to fly. It was a couple who ended up getting engaged on top of the Empire State Building.
Psychos.
They've taken to social. They were going like live on Instagram, taking their engagement photos. They're having the time of their lives.
And they're like tethered to the top of the Empire State Building.
No, they weren't tethered. They were just hanging on.
They had capes on.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So I would imagine Mexican Batman.
Congratulations to that dude, bro. He found him a real ride or die right there.
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Real ride or die.
100%.
These are probably the kind of lunatics that like camp on the side of a 5,000-foot face.
El Capitan.
Sleeping bag off the side kind of a thing.
Just free solo. Free solo the freaking Empire State Building. Yeah. Hang a flag that reads, when the power of love beats the power, or...
Wow.
When the power of love beats the love of power, the world knows peace. Yeah. And then they got engaged and...
That was a Huey Lewis
song. They're about to make it honest.
Yeah, power of love.
Right before they go to prison, man.
How about that,
just
though?
Just insane.
Does it scare you a little bit, the fact that they were able to do this without being detected? Yeah.
Oh, you mean being able to get up there before we realized that they were up there?
We're just climbing the...
What's going on with the security here?
Yeah, what are we doing? The yellow, our windbreaker guy's not getting it done very well down below.
I mean, who's going to go get him?
What if you drop that ring proposal?
Spider-Man?
Yeah. Here we go.
That's a terrible situation.
Yeah, this is a great tune from 86.
Who's going to go get him? Oh, go ahead, brother.
Sorry, no. You're good.
Well, did you tell the truth or not? When you seen the flag, you was like, all right, I'm not mad at this.
Yeah, when I see the flag, I was like, go ahead, bro.
Yeah,
they weren't vandalizing or doing anything.
Wasn't anything rude.
Anything rude, you're right.
It's all right. Yeah, go ahead, man. Love.
But they will be arrested for their love of love.
I can't look for it very long, though, because I'm scared of heights and I'm nervous.
Absolutely not. Have you been up there before when that wind blows and it rocks a little bit?
No.
It's scary as hell, man.
I can imagine.
Doing Chicago where you could stand on the ground where it's like it's a clear glass.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No,
I don't even feel right on Reunion Tower.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
That one at Six Flags, that orange one that people used to get on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Broke me down.
But we need
Is you use afraid of heights or don't like heights?
I mean, I'm not going to go up that high. I've been there before. I'm not doing that again.
Hell no. I refuse. The last thing I ever went with any, was the Gateway Arch. Like, you could go in the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, and it's, and what you have to do is, to look out the windows, you have to put your chest on an area that to hold, because you have to lean like you're ski jumping to look out the window.
Nah, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, that whole thing, when we got up there and I saw that, I said, no, I'm out. I took the thing back down. They put you in these little compartments, and you ride this little tram. It takes you to the top, and you're claustrophobic in there.
For what?
Going up there?
I'm
just
serious.
Put a snake in there, and
you're literally. And what happens is, because it is the arch, the cars then straighten up. So you're going, and you straighten up. You know, like it,
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You say it was St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis Gateway Arch.
I think I'm heading there in like October. I'll make sure I don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got, thank you, Chief. Anything else?
No,
any macaque stories? Any more of those things?
Bangkok.
You think he looked up the fine at first before he said, this is what I'm going to do for me and my old lady. We looked up the fine and see, it's worth it.
That's what I'm saying. I do want to get the full backstory. Yeah. I want the full backstory on this. How did you execute it?
Climbing that thing or jumping on the field at World Cup, which you think is more expensive in jail?
Probably the World Cup, maybe.
Climbing the Empire State Building, fine, or jumping on the field, World Cup.
Yeah,
which one's
World Cup.
FIFA. 100%. Yeah. And we'll get to the disaster that's sweeping our great nation
feel like
at a later
it's the Empire
date.
State Building.
I think it's the Empire State Building.
I do too.
Because I don't know how they would have like legal ability to fine you for jumping on.
Yeah.
You know, that's trespassing.
Yeah.
But that seems like a $200 fine. Like climbing to the top of the Empire State Building. I don't know. Maybe they have special laws for that. We got the C-Note top Cowboys headlines from your day in football news. And we're back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.